Well, we've woken up this morning to the incredible news that Australia has lost one of, if not its greatest ever cricketers, certainly contemporary-wise. Joining us to have a chat about that and another one that we lost during the week, sadly, is from the Cricket Unfiltered podcast, Andrew Mansell. Menas, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, Bear. Quite sad. Well, not quite sad news. Very sad news and unbelievable news that Shane Warne has passed away at the age of 52. Very suddenly to a heart attack in Thailand. It's rocked the cricket world, and we've seen right around the world a huge reaction to his sudden passing.
We were just sort of coping with the news that we'd lost Rod Marsh, a cricketer that I truly loved watching when I was a kid growing up, and now for Warnie to go after it. I feel a bit numb this morning. What about you?
Yeah, I feel the same. You're right. It was really sad news on Friday to hear about the death of Rod Marsh, who suffered a heart attack about 8 days ago and was never able to really be revived. But, yeah, this is just a hammer blow. I heard the news a couple of hours after the test match between Australia and Pakistan ended for the day. And, as soon as the news came out, I mean, you do realise that Warne is a superstar like no other. And this news reverberated around England as big as it was in Australia. And, yeah, it's just, it's rocked the cricket world. I heard Alan Border speaking on the news and he was shattered. And I think there'll be many teammates of Warne's who'll be struggling today as well as his family.
Mates, when you first saw Warnie come onto the scene as an international cricketer, did you realise what Australia had on its hands?
Look, I was fortunate enough to beat the SCG when he made his test debut. And I've got to say, when he got smashed around by India, I didn't immediately think he is a star.
Yeah.
But then pretty quickly, he turned it around within the first couple of years. And I'll never forget, you know, a couple of big matches, but especially the one against the West Indies in the early 90s, where he took 7 for 50. And we just saw the first glimpses of what he could do to test batting lineups. He bowled a flipper to Richie Richardson that skidded through, and it was just unbelievable. And then he went on an unbelievable run over the next few years. Of course, everyone remembers the gatting ball, but there was that ball against Richie Richardson just beforehand, and then he went to England, and the rest is history.
I remember growing up, because I've always been a huge fan of Dennis Lilly, and I always figured, and of course the West Indies, actually, and they're great fast bowlers, and I always figured, well, if you're going to win a test match, you're going to do it with fast bowlers, and spinners, well, their job is to get smashed over the park while the fast bowlers are having a break. But Warnie changed that. He completely turned that on its ear, didn't he?
That's right, especially leg spin, which is such a hard craft. There had been a few off spinners playing for Australia, but we hadn't really picked a leg spinner since the days of Richie Benno. And, yeah, he completely revolutionised spin bowling in this country. And, like, I was watching the Shane Warne documentary recently. It's a new one. And it's hard to explain to contemporary cricket fans how huge Warne was at the time.
But oh, yeah.
He was not just a star, but a star way above everybody else. And, you know, he had this unbelievable aura. Whenever he used to walk into a room, he had this magnetism, this charm. He was a very charismatic character. And, you know, he was someone you wanted to be around. That's why he's so popular. And that's been the same for the last, 30 years. He's just had that extra little bit of, that extra X factor that makes them, you know, the absolute superstar, and he was the king.
Do you think he took that charisma and charm onto the field sometimes when the deck was not turning and he might have convinced a few umpires of something that didn't really happen?
He was the whole package. he was an incredible bowler, but he had the theatre. He was working the umpires. He was working the batsmen. He would sledge them. He would charm them. He would do it all. I mean, he was funny. He was... But moreover, he was a competitor. I mean, that was the thing. He just was a fierce competitor, and he used to take on the contest. And to watch him play was one of the great joys of my cricket career. I mean, I remember watching him play at Headingley in the against South Africa in a Super Sixes game, and then in the semi-final in the 99 World Cup. And
oh, yeah.
He just turned the game. The game was gone. But he comes on and the whole ground went silent. The whole of the country used to stop when Warnie was bowling. I mean, it was like, Warne's on, you've got to watch it.
He's like the Bradman of Australian bowling. Is that too much of a stretch? I don't think it's too far away for me.
No, not at all. I think that's the best comparison. I think Bradman was Australia's greatest ever batter, and Warne will be our greatest ever bowler.
Certainly a tragedy at the way too young age of 52. He had a lot to contribute in the broadcasting box. I like listening to him. Tactically, he was as smart as any Australian captain, do you think?
Yeah, very astute. And you only have to look at what he did at other places, like when he was in Hampshire in England. He had a huge effect on that cricket club. He went off to the IPL and won the first IPL with the Rajasthan Royals. I mean, his cricket brain was superb. And you saw that the way he used to sort of outthink batters. But yeah, he never got the Australian captaincy because, you know, he did have the odd controversy. And I think the Australian Cricket Board at the time were keen to sort of keep their hands clean. But a real shame, when he did captain Australia in some one-day games, he was very successful.
And I think that effort with the Rajasthan Royals is underestimated. They had a smaller salary cap than everybody else, and he managed to win that very first IPL. A lot of people forget about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Rajasthan Royals put out a beautiful tribute overnight.
Did they?
I mean, this is one of the toughest losses for the cricket community, I think. I mean, he was the game. He was everything for the game. Whenever he used to say anything, he used to generate headlines. I mean, yeah. he was the superstar that cricket had.
He really was. And sadly, unfortunately, it sort of overshadowed the loss of Rod Marsh, who had a wonderful career. I remember watching him as a kid and absolutely loving watching Rod Marsh on the field. And also as an administrator and a coach. I mean, he contributed massively to what became Shane Warne as well.
Yeah, that's right. Rod Marsh, Shane Warne was actually at the Cricket Academy with Rod Marsh in his early days. But yeah, terribly sad news. To lose two such iconic cricket legends in one day is just incredible. I mean, it's so sad. Rod Marsh, 96 tests, world record holder when he retired with 355 dismissals, the first Australian wicketkeeper to score a test century. He was an immense contributor on the field and then as a coach and a selector later on. So, as I said, I saw Alan Border talking before, and you know, he started his career with Rod Marsh, and he was great mates with Marsh, and then he ended his career captaining Warne.
Goodness
and
me.
And he's lost them both in the same day. So, and you know, I think about Warne's family. You know, Warne was such a, you know, lived such a full life. You know, this would come as a huge shock to Warne's children, and he's a family. So,
yeah. His
parents are still alive. I mean, this is very, very, very sad.
Our thoughts do go out to the families. And, yeah, you look at a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff when it comes to Alan Border, as you mentioned. He hasn't just lost a couple of ex-teammates. He's lost a couple of mates this week. And Australia has truly lost a couple of icons. Menas, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat on the Sideline View about such, it's a sad day. And at the very least, we can go on YouTube and have a look at all those wonderful highlights from two of Australia's greatest ever cricketers.
Yeah, he was unforgettable, Warne, and just very sad that he's gone.